Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Go, Sean. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday.
Now, here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
254, one more time from our friends at Dallas Can Academy.
So if we're going to party like it's your birthday, what does that really mean, Bob?
It might mean,
punch?
Maybe I can beat Retief Goosen in Tiger Woods 2004.
Maybe a little Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah, maybe I'd go out to eat. That'd be crazy. That'd be partying like it's my birthday. All right, Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, North Texas Nissan, and Mike Arruzioni joining us Monday all want to bring you Why Today Doesn't Suck. Dan?
Today is February 6th, and the hard line is certainly out boning in the weekend somewhere.
Yes, we're at Duke's.
Duke's?
Yes.
All right.
Is that the original?
As a matter of fact,
Roadhouse?
It is.
Oh, okay.
That's what they claim.
Do you have any reason to doubt them?
No. None whatsoever.
I'd like to see
Why would we?
I'd like to see some paperwork.
Well, they can probably produce it. I know the general manager here very well. Used to bartend with him.
To prove that they're the original.
Who is it? What's his name?
Duke.
Duke?
Yeah, it's Duke.
Well, what's up, Dukes? Today is February 6th, as previously reported right here.
I'd like to see some proof of that.
On this date in 1960, Bill Russell broke his own rebounding record. Now, the previous record that he owned was 49. And he pulls down 51 in a game against the Syracuse Nationals. What do you think the tallest guy was for Syracuse?
What do you think? I can tell you.
All right.
It was John.
What?
Excuse me. What?
You all right?
What? Yeah. It was the 6'10" Johnny Kerr.
Johnny Red Kerr?
That's him.
Wow. 51 rebounds in a game.
Now, what year was this?
60.
All right, now, they might have had a certain anomaly on that Syracuse team back then, because back then, they had a guy who was 7'3".
Wow, but he was a freak, wasn't he, in that league?
Total. He was a total freak, and he could not play a lick.
Was his name
like, what was his name, Sean Bradley?
Chuck Nevitt?
He was kind of the Sean Bradley of that era, except he lasted only 1 year in the league.
Manu Bolt?
Incadari?
Well, see, they didn't mess around with guys back then.
Oh, they didn't? If you couldn't play, that was it?
Yeah.
You mean they didn't max him out?
You know, let me say this, though.
Yeah, they maxed him out at $7,500.
51 is a very high rebounding total for a team these days.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good point, Bob.
So that must mean the shooting wasn't real crystal clear, perfect that night.
It also means that pretty much everything coming off the board, he's getting on both ends.
It could mean that. It also could have mean it could have meant that the pace of that game was rather quick and a lot of shots were taken.
Maybe he just shot it a lot off the backboard to himself.
Like 20 times in a row.
Well, just as a cross-reference, last night in the NBA, the team high for rebounds was 47 by San Antonio.
47 is less than 51.
That is less than 51, line four guy.
Good point.
According to my research.
That just proves it was a better game back then, Bob.
Don't even act like you believe that, Grego.
I'm just glad Bob Ortega was calling that game.
Why doesn't somebody see if they can find a box score of that game?
We should. No, again, not to diminish Bill Russell's accomplishments. I'm just making an observation.
I wonder if Bill Russell had a double-double that night. I wonder if he scored double-digit
points. Might have been one of his 14 points, 51 rebound double-doubles.
Now,
did Red Auerbach smoke a cigar that
night? I was going to say, did Red Auerbach lament on how Phil Jackson always has the best players and he doesn't deserve to be in the same breath as Red? They break that out again?
Well, you know, it's
Johnny
not...
Johnny did that night.
It's not like that Red Auerbach's not being proven true right now, is it? No Shaq, no Kobe, no Malone. Lakers struggling.
Yeah, interesting how when Red coached the Washington Capitals, when he didn't have Bill Russell and Bob Cousy, he couldn't coach either.
Right.
Good point, Bob.
Great point, Bob.
That's a terrific point.
I rejected that out the half court.
On this day,
I got nothing.
On this day 15 years ago, the countdown was to 7 days. The countdown was for South African President P.W. Botha, who had resigned as leader of the ruling all-white National Party. What? They were going to release Nelson Mandela from prison.
Really?
7 more days.
As well by President F.W. de Klerk.
Really?
On seven this day, more days, and then those doors fly wide day open.
Seven, day seven was one of self-evaluation for Nelson Mandela.
Well, on this day in 1953, New York, Cleveland, and Boston retaliated at Bill Veeck, forcing the Browns to play afternoon ball games.
Whoa. What'd you think of that,
Dan? Veeck takes his plan to the American League office to make them put to pay. The plan was rejected.
Wow. What do you think about that, Dan? What were you doing on that day?
I'm about to fart.
Oh! All I can say is Gribble has defeated me, and I will give up the South African bit now. Because that was a shot across the bow, dude. A little bit too close for my comfort.
That's right.
Them's fighting words.
Let that it be was a lesson fastball. To you. That was high heat,
way to
dude.
Go, Tom.
Yeah.
Way to go.
I am backing down as if I was you and you just saw Chris Sims outside a movie theater.
Clicking my pen right now.
Right. All right. Today's birthdays. Oh, and I also want to mention something on why this weekend doesn't suck. 114 from 121 out to Texas Motor Speedway is opening up this weekend. It's been closed for like years, and now that it's opening up this weekend, so I will be able to get out to Texas Motor Speedway now in no time at all and check some racing out, because I've been waiting to do that. Oh, goody!
I get the season pass.
I might just get season tickets. And don't they only have one race?
No, they got...
So I'm getting a season ticket.
They got one big race, but then they got several others.
Do they?
Hey, Bob, we going to try to put together the trip again?
I'm all in. Seems like the last couple years, this hasn't worked out as well as we expected.
Right?
I was in.
We can try to run you in?
I don't think so.
I'll meet you.
Why are you out, Ryan?
Once is enough for me.
What if this is the year Jeff Gordon dominates? Do you want to miss that?
Actually, I don't think I'll be any the worse for the wear if I do.
Do you still have too many...
Whoa!
What kind of race are you guys talking about out there?
Do you still have too many bad memories about number three?
Yeah. I mean, just seeing the whole thing just brings me down, man.
Grego, what kind of race are we talking about?
I had all of my eggs in that one basket.
What do you... Hey,
what are they doing out there? What kind of racing do they do?
I don't know.
Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Psycho's not on the board today. It's Justin.
I don't know.
I've never even...
Oh, it's dispatcher interview day for Psycho today?
Right. Don't you sometimes do something
NASCAR.
Right around the roadway?
Oh,
hey.
Oh yeah, that's right.
NASCAR.
Right.
Is there a move you will occasionally make, Reiner?
Maybe a knowing nod.
Is there a what?
You know, while you're out driving around.
Yeah. What about it?
I thought there was something that you've told us in the past that you like to do occasionally.
We thought of you on the way back from Houston when we passed a young man with a three in the back of his truck window.
Yeah?
You're just not remembering your story, are you?
I guess I'm not.
Were you rolled out?
Actually, I can barely hear you boys out here, but...
We're having issues.
Yeah, we're trying to fight through it nonetheless.
Well, to remind you of what you said...
You better sell it by then.
I believe it's three fingers up and a knowing nod. And
oh,
don't
yes.
You,
yeah, that's right.
Don't you get that back?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for prompting me.
All right.
Sorry, I was a little quicker on the draw.
We'll have to wait until we're all in studio and
right.
We can hear each other, because we're not having a great time hearing you either. But Smiling Pete's on it. All right, P1 birthdays. Daniel Williamson is 19. Michael Rivas is 31. Preston Darley is 25. And Steve Nowak is 35.
And a washer and dryer. $40 or best offer.
Call Gribble. Elsewhere, Tom Tupa is 38.
Buckeye.
Bob Wickman is 35.
Blind in one eye,
well,
I believe.
Oh, indeed. How do we plan to commemorate this day?
I think both of you ought to be commemorating this day.
Yeah, perhaps.
We're going to have a sword fight tonight.
I think Line 4 guy's baseball aptitude has gone up significantly with this bit.
Richie Zisk
definitely calls for some sort of dual commemoration, don't you think? So maybe this will be
put on the loincloth and slide down into the beer stein?
Right. Maybe this will be where the feather meets the Soft. Camouflage hunter's cap.
Maybe. It'll be just like the Gorman Thomas for Rick Manning trade.
Maybe we'll sit down and discuss Gorman Thomas for Rick Manning and how it changed the course of both franchises.
Richie Zisk is 57.
Former Ranger great.
Hit one of the more famous home runs in the history of the franchise, Ron?
Sure did.
Did he call it?
Opening day, 1978.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Against the Yankees?
Off Goose Gossage.
Yep.
Now, was that more famous than Gabe Kapler's two home runs on opening day?
Yeah, I'd say so.
We did this one last year, didn't we?
Did we? Tom Brokaw, 64.
With amazing accuracy.
I can't see who, Brokaw? I can't seem to see him. He's too far to the left.
Oh, good one, Grego.
Can't really see him. Not in view yet.
Rick Astley is 38.
Mm.
He had a wacky singing career, did he not?
What was his one song?
Never want to give you up.
Never want to give you up.
Never want to let you down.
Never want to let you down. Never want to let you down. Did he have others that sounded just like that?
Never going to say goodbye.
Play the Cup Club.
Fabian is 61.
Philadelphia.
He used to always be a judge on putting on the hits.
Fabian did? Or Rick Astley?
Fabian.
Mike Farrell is 65.
Wasn't that the name of the show?
There with Tom Brokaw.
The lip sync show? Wasn't that putting on the hits?
Anyone? Dude, I don't know.
Putting on the Ritz.
Nah. There was actually a TV show where you would lip sync your favorite song and get
there
judged.
Had a bunch of those over the years. Back to you, Dan.
Zsa Zsa Gabor is 85.
Is that what you're going to name your daughter if it's, you know, a daughter?
Yeah, my next kid, which is a daughter. Yeah, we've already decided. Zsa Zsa is her name. We've got Ava.
That's nice.
Good.
Simon Phillips is 47.
Noted drummer.
That is correct. You want to lay him in any band or?
Well, actually, he's kind of a musical journeyman who's played with a number of acts over the years. What do they have listed?
I have
kind of the Tony Massenberg of drummers.
Kind of.
I have Jeff Beck.
Yeah.
I have Toto.
Yeah.
Toured with The Who after Keith Moon died.
I believe he toured with Don Henley once upon a time.
All right. I'm impressed.
What Toto do? Africa?
How about the top?
I miss the rains in South Africa.
I don't believe those were the lyrics, line four guys.
Didn't they have the hit song South Africa?
No, yes, they did. Not South Africa.
Does Mrs. Gribbs love Toto?
No, she doesn't love Toto.
Why, because she fled that country?
She didn't flee any country.
Toto brought up too many horrible memories.
Look, keep this up. I'll bring up Bill Beck.
She probably misses the rains there.
No, Tom. Don't bring up something that happened in Cleveland Indians history, please.
That's right.
Ah, yes.
Ronald Reagan is 93.
Wow.
Someone better remind him.
He's for the right.
Okay.
Is he?
Yes, he is. He is for the right.
No, he's so far right, you can't see him.
Cake and ice cream?
Mommy.
Axel, you know what's sad? If you think about it, I'll bet you Ronald Reagan right now is wearing a diaper.
Why is that sad?
Oh, you don't got to think about it. Maybe it's more funny. Axl Rose is 42.
Had it.
And the great... Rip Torn.
Ah, yes.
Aggie and Longhorn.
I love when he throws around the confetti.
No.
Is he really an Aggie, Tom?
Yeah. He went to A&M for a couple of years, then transferred to Texas.
He fled?
Well, I don't think the theater department in the 50s was all that good at A&M.
Why can't all producers be Rip Torn?
He was so tired of having swords pulled on him.
Well.
Dan?
Who wouldn't be?
He was tired of being duct taped and... Naked.
Shaved.
He accidentally walked on some grass one day and they threw him out.
Somebody got up his ass.
Oh, come on. Everybody needs to go through that at least once. It develops your constitution.
Got picked up for drunk driving a few weeks ago in New York.
All right, now here's some spare birthdays and stuff.
Yeah. I get the newsletter.
Every year on this day, I always wonder why Dan did not mention this person, and then I remember he's never heard of this product. So let me just congratulate Rick Massengale on his 57th birthday.
What a douche.
Sean Rusbert is 32.
Michigan State.
And a fine Bucks draft pick. So I had the antlers on that day. Carlos.
Didn't last terribly long, did it?
He sharpened them up?
No, he was horrible. He was horrible.
A little pencil sharpener on top of him?
Maybe.
Were you an 8-point buck?
I think 11.
Wow.
Ooh,
wow.
Carlos Rogers, 33.
Wasn't he a near 7-footer who knocked around with the Warriors and others?
Yeah, I remember his Golden State days best. And Kim Zemeskal is 28 today. Grego?
I don't know.
Aren't you our Olympics expert?
I know she's a gymnast.
Yes, gymnast.
I thought she was an astronaut.
I thought she was in NASCAR.
Back to you, Dan.
Born on this day, now dead, Aaron Burr, Bob Marley, Babe Ruth, and Eva Braun.
I bet
your daughter's named after her, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Named after Hitler's mistress. Dead on this day, still dead, Arthur Ashe, Joseph Cotton, and Falco.
He's black.
But on the Reds.
Rock Me Amadeus.
That's right. I knew it was one of those stupid songs.
And he was Austrian.
Is Rock Me Amadeus a stupid song?
Yes.
But not Rock Me Jerry Lewis.
And do we have it in the ENCO?
Wasn't that one of Psycho Dave's all-time three favorite songs?
Rock Me Amadeus?
Oh, no, it wasn't that. It was One Night in Bangkok.
Yeah.
That ain't bad. And Tyler, what do you got?
And that's why today doesn't suck.
But all you have every day.
That's all for us. Thanks to Dallas Can Academy. Sports Phone is next.